So I guess the first question we have for you, Kelly, is that the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division decided not to give the draft curriculum a try, not to pilot it. Overall, could you just give us an idea on like how the decision process was made and how the division came to this decision?
Absolutely. So the decision was made after a lot of careful consideration through senior admin, through teaching staff, and through lots of conversation. Trustees spent a lot of time discerning it and reflecting before making our final decision. And we actually picked it what was best we felt for students at this point in time.
Okay, awesome. And I guess in this case, though, is that, let's say, like, one thing, too, because I've heard from others, what about the fact of a pandemic going on? Do you think that that's, like, we're in the middle of a COVID crisis right now? Is that maybe one of the reasons of maybe deciding to pass on it, too? I know talking to some other superintendents and board chairs that their position is that one thing right off the bat is, like, it's a pandemic. I don't think we really want to shock students any more than they've already been shocked.
Well, we have to think that almost two full school years have been lost due to some abnormally unforeseen circumstances because of the pandemic. So we haven't had a regular routine in any of our schools across Alberta. Schools have been going from at-school learning to at-home learning, back and forth. And so we definitely have some deficits that we're already going to be facing, and students are already under a bit of a crunch academically. Going forward. So we felt that was one of our largest concerns, that rolling out a seven-year curriculum, K through six, all at one go in the 2022 school year would be not to the benefit of students and not to the benefit of teachers or staff in order to try and spend the time to get the school plans in place in order to roll that out. We've also never seen, it's unprecedented in Alberta's history, where they've rolled out 7 years of curriculum all at one go. So normally, the normal routine, in order to make sure that we don't have any spots of unclarity or spots of areas where kids will not be successful, normally you roll it out in grade one, and then you roll it out the next year, grade two, so that you have a base foundation that children can all become successful and staff can work with the new curriculums on a grade year basis.
Okay, I guess that one thing in the curriculum is that we've heard a lot of the, I guess, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What are maybe some of the positives in there that you think maybe something where you're saying maybe you're not, like, accepting this draft curriculum as a whole, but you're, like, where you'd say, okay, maybe there's a couple of things in here that, you know, would be really good for students, and maybe we could adopt this into the curriculums in the future?
Well, I think there's lots of good in the curriculum. When we read through it, it's all not negative, absolutely. But the negatives outweigh the positives. So positives can be things like, you know, increasing our capacities in math at an earlier level. You know, there's so many good things in the curriculum, but then there's so much, so many other things that are just don't quite make sense. And so we think that, you know, that we feel that the curriculum is flawed. The process to write this curriculum was flawed. We'd like to see more educators take part in writing of the curriculum and at least giving more input. So we actually welcome the opportunity, and we've talked to the Minister of Education and stated that we would love to have the opportunity for our teachers to participate in working groups to give their feedback, as we're very open to working with the government. However, we cannot pilot the program as it is fit right now.
All right, understandable. And I guess one thing in that too, and this is kind of something I was thinking about in the school, in terms of schooling. When I was going up through the school, however many moons ago that may have been, is that financial literacy in the classroom. And, you know, talking to a few people in my age range, like in that, like, you know, like 38 to 45 area, they're like, man, how much better would we have been off today if maybe we had learned some of those skills at an early age? Is that a positive to see at least that?
Absolutely. I mean, some of that has actually been in the past curriculum as well.
Okay.
In our COM courses through high school, there is definitely financial literacy embedded in that curriculum. However, they have made it more definitely stronger in the new curriculum as well.
Okay, awesome. And I guess in this one too is that obviously, as I'm sure, like many divisions and whatnot, I'm sure the Holy Family Catholic Division is encouraging as much feedback as possible, not only to the trustees and staff, but I guess also to the government as well.
Absolutely, we'll be gathering working groups throughout our division. We're going to come up with little working groups and discuss different parts of the curriculum, because as it has been stated that the government's going to just push through this curriculum anyway. So we want to make sure that we can provide them with some expertise, the people on the ground actually that have to deliver it.
Okay, awesome. I think that's all the questions I have, unless you'd like to throw something out there that I may have forgotten.
No, I think that the one thing is that we are open to working with the government, but we did receive a lot of feedback on this one, more feedback on this than most other issues that are thrown at us as trustees. So we received feedback from staff, from parents, from community members. So we felt that it was our job to represent and advocate on their behalf. So I believe that as board chair and as the trustee for Peace River and Nampa, I think that we have listened to our constituents and our staff, and we're putting our best foot forward to do what's best for students.